الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. الحمد لله منشئ خلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحمي. يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن عدة الشهور عند الله في كتاب الله يوم خلق السماوات والأرض أربعة أشهر، منها أربعة حرم، ذلك الدين القيم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Before starting our talk proper, as per the command of our Honorable Sheikh Arif Billah, the Rumi of our time, the Tabriz of our era, the Mujaddid of this time, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahimahullah Ta'ala, says that before every bayan, make muzakara, discuss one sunnat of Hazrat Nabiya Kareem, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, so that the sunnat of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam can become alive in the ummah again. And really the life wire of this ummah is the sunnats of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Every Nabi that came, he had a title which Allah Ta'ala had given him. Ibrahim Khalilullah, Adam Safiyullah, Musa Kalimullah, and Muhammad Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And our kalima is, every Nabi came with La ilaha illallah. And our Nabi's kalima was completed with Muhammadur Rasulullah, in which it means that we believe in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the last and final Rasul of Allah Ta'ala. Together with that also, it is our belief that his way of life is the only way of success and salvation. That is also the part of the belief of ours, that we believe that Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this belief must be said. Like for example, if a doctor gives you the best medicine there can be in the world, the most expensive, the most best, guarantees you cure in that medicine. But instead of taking the medicine, you have a golden case made. And you put it in that case, and all the visitors who come see you, you're a sick person, you say, see what medicine I got. I got the best medicine. But you're not drinking the medicine, how are you going to get benefit? So we have, for example, all of us perhaps in our houses, we got a board, Takhta Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is like we took the medicine and we put it in a beautiful case. The thing is to use it. That medicine of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is practical way of life. The sunnat lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is going to benefit us when we take that medicine, when we use it. Not just that we put up a beautiful frame, no problem, put up the frame. But that is not the object. If you got no frame also in your house of Allah, of Muhammad, no, it's no guna. It's no sawab also to put up a flag. But the thing is to have Allah in your heart, to have the ways of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in your home, the sunnah tariqah. We got whole Western tariqah in our homes, and we got the board Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is really a great irony. One time, Hazrat Maulana Sayyid Khan Sahib rahmatullah alayhi was in Medina Sharif, the Amir of Tabligh Jamaat in Saudi Arabia. They were here for an ijtima in which all our buzurgs had come. So the last day when they were leaving in Newtown Masjid, one person gave da'wat to Maulana Sayyid Khan Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, come have breakfast by my house. And over the time they stayed here, they became quite close, like very close friends. Maulana, because they were close friends, he was informal, he said, no, I'm not coming. So he said, Maulana, I'm inviting you, come. He said, no, I don't have to come. He said, why, Maulana? He said, you're not inviting me for breakfast, you're inviting me for barakat in your house. Isn't it? So he said, yeah, that's true, you're a big buzurg. I want barakat in my house, that's why I'm inviting you. Then Maulana told him, by me coming, barakat won't come in your house. In your house, your whole setup of your house, the sofas, the couches, your table and chairs for eating, is all Western style. So by me coming, that is not going to bring barakah. You bring the sunnahs of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And even if no buzurg comes in your house, the biggest buzurg is the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There will be barakah in your house. Then if some buzurg come, more barakah there will be. But like that, if there is no, you all Western style, and we just put up a few frames to make ourselves happy, we are really fooling ourselves. This Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam means that we must bring that lifestyle within us. So Allah give us tawfiq to understand this, and step by step try and bring one sunnah into our lives, into our homes, in our families, try and bring the sunnahs. Each sunnah, Allahu Akbar. At-tahiyyat, the shahud, when we read, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, we pick up this finger. The picking up of this finger is more harder on shaitan than all the weapons of the world. That is tawheed, la ilaha illallah. Shaitan, that he cannot take, the main tawheed, the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. And the picking up of the finger, shaitan, that is too hard on him. So like that, every sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, shaitan can't stand it, that when a person follows sunnah. So we should try and bring sunnah, not the ways of the non-Muslims, not the ways of our forefathers, not the, our own desires, our whims and desires. When we read, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is what it means, that we're following the sunnah lifestyle of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So one sunnah, our Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi used to mention, is the sunnah of miswak. It's a great sunnah. And this sunnah, it comes in the hadith sharif, inna salata bis siwaki afzalu min sab'ina salata biduna siwaki. Any namaz that is performed, and in that wudu that you make for that namaz, your faqi, you make miswak in that wudu, then this namaz becomes 70 times more superior in virtue. There are a few things that we have to mention here. One is that the miswak must be made in that wudu, not before the wudu. Miswak is a sunnah of the wudu. So when we start wudu, make niyat also. Many of us don't make niyat. We make wudu, but without niyat, wudu is made for Hanafis. For Shafis, wudu also is not made if niyat is not made. For Hanafis, wudu will be made. No sawab for that wudu. So let us get in the habit to make niyat also. And then wash our hands 3 times. Usually we just wash it 1 time. 3 times we should wash, that is the sunnah. And then make miswak. And after the miswak, carry on, finish your whole wudu. And also, by the way, in the wudu, at any place in the wudu, the best is when we are washing our face. Read this dua, Allahumma aghfir li dhanbi wa wassi'li fi dari wa barik li fi rizqi. It's written on the most of them. But also, very sad, it's there for the wall. Must the world read it? We don't read it. And also, somebody said it very nicely, The person who puts it also on the wall, he also doesn't read the dua. He puts it there, but he doesn't read. So the object is not to put it on the wall, the object is to read it. And the dua is not for the wall and the wuzu khana to read, for us to read. So we should try and read that dua. Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah Ali say, wudu is not complete until a person doesn't read Durood Sharif during making wudu. So while we are making wudu, at least one time, read Durood Sharif also. Even just Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, there will come brightness in that wudu. Wudu is to make your face bright. But by reading Durood Sharif, even more brightness. And after Durood, after wudu, read Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah wa ashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh allahumma ij'alni min at-tawwabin wa ij'alni min al-mutatahhirin. A person who made his wuzu like this, the 8 doors of Jannah are open to him, and he can enter from whichever door he wants to. Let us make our 5 times namaz regularly. So we have to make wudu for every namaz. Almost, sometimes we still got wudu, but mostly we have to make wudu again. So whenever our maut will come and we made that wudu, 8 doors of Jannah are open for us. And you can enter from whichever door you want to. There are more duas also we should read, but at least so much that we should read. So when we make that miswaat in that wudu, that namaz like now, we are all here, we all made wudu, or we had wudu, we made Isha, same imam, same 4 rakats we read, same 8 sajdas we made, everything same. But those who made miswa, their namaz is multiplied by 70. 70 times 4, 280. And not equal to, in the hadith it doesn't come equal to, absalumi. More greater, more rewarding. And Allah says more, how much is Allah's more? A poor man say, do this job, I'll give you 10 rand. If you do a good job, I'll give you more. How much more can you expect? If he's a poor man, a stingy man on top of it. But a rich man says, I'll give you more. And he's a generous man also. You can expect, Allah, Allah, who can be richer than Allah? Who can be generous than Allah? Allah says, better than, through his Nabi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah says, better than 70 times. Our namazes will become so valuable. Who can make so much every day in all our namaz, sunnahs, nafils? We make in that wudu, we make miswak. So much won't our reward become. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Ibn Abidin Shami, rahmatullah Ali, is a very great jurist, faqih of Islam. He says that, inna sunnat as-siwak, the sunnat of miswak, the barakah, the benefit of the sunnat of miswak, تُذَكِّرُ كَلِمَةَ شَهَادَةٍ عِنَّ الْمَوْتِ will remind a person to read kalimah shahadat at the time of mawt. Before he dies, he won't only say La ilaha illallah. That's a statement that is great. Any person whose mother, father, anyone passed away and he read La ilaha, we feel so happy, and it is something to feel very happy about. But somebody who says أَشْهَدُ أَنَّ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ, how great is not that? So the barakat of making miswak all the time, we will be reminded that first read kalimah shahadat, then your ruh will be taken out. So great benefits. Miswak is not expensive. Miswak is easily available also. What time does it take? And this is only this one benefit I've mentioned. Ulama have written up to 70 benefits of miswak. It cleanses your mouth. It makes your brain sharp. You start thinking, you become intelligent, it makes your brain sharp. And how many other benefits of miswak? There are plenty. May Allah give us tawfiq to make amal on every sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The ayats or ayat of the Quran Sharif I have recited is a very appropriate for this time of the year. Today, now from Maghrib time, we are in the 29th of Zulhijjah. And most probably this is the last day of the Islamic year 1435. And most probably from Saturday, tomorrow from Maghrib time, if the moon is sighted, the new year will start, 1436. So we are going through a great process of this year changing and the other year starting. So with regard to that, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ عِدَّةَ الشُّهُورِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ, the number of months, Allah Ta'ala, يوم خلق السماوات والأرض when Allah created the heavens of the, and the earth, itna ashara shahra, 12 months. Allah made 12 months. Not some people sat down and worked out calendars and make 12 months. Allah worked it out for us and gave us our 12 months. Whether it's the solar year, according to the sun, or whether it's a lunar, according to the moon, but there are 12 months which Allah Ta'ala has made. And this Allah says, يَوْمَ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, when He created the heavens and the earth. And Allah says further, ذَلِكَ الدِّينُ الْقَيِّمُ, that is that solid system which Allah has made. It has been always like this, and it will remain like that. 12 months for a year, always it will be. And one lesson that we should take, like Allah Ta'ala says in another ayah, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, in the creation of the heavens and the earth, وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ, and the changing of the day and the night, in that, in وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ, there are great, great signs for people of intellect. We don't really think of it. Those of us who come for Fajr, may Allah give us all tawfiq to be regular with Fajr. When we come for Fajr, if we are coming by car, we know our lights are on. But after Fajr, when we go home, we don't put on the lights. The sun is out already, or about to rise, it's bright already. What a great change has come a place about. It was dark at night. It was quiet at night. People were in their houses, in their bedrooms, were under their blankets, were sleeping. But now just Allah made the system. The sun has risen now. People are getting up now. Now the traffic starts on the roads. Now phone calls start. At night, really no phone call, unless a real emergency. But otherwise, nothing. Anyone wanted to phone, leave it. Tomorrow morning we phone. But now phone calls start. Now the children are going to school, madrasa. Whole life has started. What a phenomena has taken place. But we don't notice. We just pass by. Every day, if I'm living now, I'm 50 years old. 50 times 365. How much doesn't it come out to? This day and night was changing, but I didn't notice it. Allah's great, great system. Anywhere else, if there's something like this, some people do. Today we are overtaken with the fax machine, with the cell phone, with the computer, programs of computers, what and what, where technology is gone. But we don't see Allah's technology. We are blind to the technology of Allah. The whole stage of the world that was dark, that was quiet, just like automatically in a few minutes, Allah changed the whole stage. There is life in the whole world. Then the whole world carries on. Now people are in their shops, people are in their offices, people are working on the farms, traffic on the roads. We also say one another, don't go that time, lot of traffic on the road. Avoid that time there, lot of traffic. But then soon everything comes down quiet again. By Asr, things are winding down again. By Maghrib, everything is going quiet again. People are back in their houses. Very soon, again the phone stops ringing less. Nobody comes visit you 10, 11 o'clock at night now. Everything is quiet. And Allah made the night such, Allahu Akbar. Allah made darkness. In order to get a good sleep, it has to be dark. Allah made the night to be quiet. Only this all noises we are hearing. Otherwise, normally, the nights are quiet. You can sleep nicely. And then Allah made the night cool. To have a good sleep, then it has to be cool. If it's very hot, you can't have a good sleep either. So how Allah made? But this is happening, but we don't take any notice. In one ayat of the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, وَكَأَيِّمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, how many, Allah says, my ayats, my signs, I've spread them out in the heavens and the earth. يَمُرُّونَ عَلَيْهَا, man just passes by them. وَهُمْ عَنْهَا مُؤْرِضُونَ, he takes no notice. Like what a Western tourist will say at the most, a breath-sighting scene. That is all what he'll say. Muslim immediately, Allah's Qudrat. Look at the sea. Look at the rising of the sun. Look at the setting of the sun. Look at the waterfalls. Look at this. Look at the big elephants. Once we were going with our sheikh to Kruger National Park, he said, I'm not going to go and see the animals in the Kruger National Park. I'm going to see the creator of the animals. Like a lion, you see, a lion is a lion. But take a lesson from the lion, one roar of the lion, and people's hearts trembled. This we did not see, but they told us in Chipata in Zambia, there are also big game reserves. And so there were tourists who went there, and there the lions had made a kill, and the whole big lion family, 10, 15 lion, lioness, the cubs, the all together, they were going to eat. One bright spark, he got a bright idea. He took a stone and he threw it at the lions. That lion stood up, looked at that vehicle, and gave one roar. With that roar of the lion, whoever's hands were on the steering wheel, the lions just fell down. Became Lunja lame. Whose legs were on the pedals, brake pedal, anything, legs became lame. Who had the cameras just fell down. That one roar of the lion. So from there take a lesson on Qiyamah's day, when Allah Ta'ala will say, Limanil Mulkul Yawm. And a beautiful reading of the Quran, that day you don't read it in a singing tone, but you read it with that fear involved, that Allah, for who is kingdom today? Lillahi wahidil qahhar. That fear must come into you, your heart must tremble, your legs must buckle. Allah, what will be that day? So this is how Allah says that He has put so many ayats, but we take no notice of the ayats of Allah Ta'ala. Sometimes we have an accident in a family, whole family is involved. Few days we talk about it, then we forget again. We see an accident on the road, we slow down for perhaps 5 kilometers or even less than that. Back again we start speeding again. For 5 kilometers we don't take chances in overtaking or anything. But after that we are again the same. We should take lessons from this. So that every day and night that is changing, we should take lessons. Every year that is coming and going, we should take lessons. Every year that is passing, we say I'm getting older, but the fact is my time in dunya is becoming less now. I've got less time to finish my work. But most of us perhaps thought why we came in dunya. For what did Allah put me in this dunya? For most of us it is, as Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri rahmatullah used to say, our lifestyle and our life is dinko kamana, to earn during the day. Raat ko khana, at night you have a nice meal. Afternoon we don't eat. Breakfast we are rushing. As lunch we are having sandwiches. And that also while walking we are eating something and drinking some juice or cold drink. Hardly no tea or anything. That is our lunch. Supper, we sit down, we have a supper. So, raat ko khana, subah ko pakhana. In the morning, first thing, toilet. And now again the stomach is empty, we're hungry again. So, din ko kamana, again we go to earth. The raat ko khana, subah ko pakhana. Just one whole chakka, just going on and on like this. Maulana should say to insan, kya bana? What is this insan? Ek pakhana banane ki machine. That we are only here to make stew, to go toilet, urine. Allah on Qiyamah Day won't ask how many liters of urine you made and how many kilos of stool you made. That is all what we are doing. Earning, eating, sleeping, toilet. And this just carries on and on. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا. You think we created you just for nothing. Some tomfoolery, just some waste of time, that there was nothing for us to do, we just made. No, we created you for a purpose. وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. You think you are not going to return. We have created you to prepare for your life of the after. We haven't created you just for this dunya. We haven't created you that you just put up beautiful mansions and buildings and make a lot of money. That is by the way, it's not haram, it's jais. But that's not our object of life. We have to go from here to Johannesburg. You'll make sure you got petrol in the car. You'll make sure your tires are inflated correctly, etc. Water in the radiator, wherever you're going, you'll check these things. It must be in order. But now you're not just going to keep on filling petrol. Your tank is full and you're still filling more petrol. We got enough dunya, but we're still filling more, earning more dunya. But now when your things are done, start your journey. So when our dunya, which Allah says, فَإِذَا فَرَغْتَ فَانْصَرْ, when you have finished all your other work, then now make effort for akhira. فَقِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ, run towards Allah Ta'ala. فِرُّوا is Arabic, that running, like you run from an enemy. A person will run from me. Two old people went to the zoo. And they were walking with their walking sticks, like old people, slowly, slowly, and very, very like a weed, etc. Then announcement was made, there's a lion that is in the zoo. And everyone must see to his own protection. The two old men, the sticks they threw one side and they ran so fast, they were the first out of the zoo. So like that we carry on like we are weak, etc. But so that running to Allah, فَفِرُّوا إِلَى اللَّهِ must be how you run from an enemy. Rush towards Allah Ta'ala. When today, how many letters we receive from our murids, they say that for dunya's work, we can manage everything. But when it comes to namaz, very lazy we are. We feel very weak when it has, we have to make namaz. Films we can watch so many. Porn we can go on to and spend hours on porn sites. But to make half a page tilawat of Quran Sharif, then I feel very sleepy and very tired. What is this? This is all. This is not how you run towards Allah. Running towards Allah, Allah's ibadat you make more. You have courage, you have strength, and you are weak in committing guna. In dunya's things, you don't worry so much. But deen's things, and that is when the seed of iman will be properly planted in the heart, then a person to make ibadat will become easy. To stay away from guna will become easy. To make guna or to go any form of guna will be very hard for you. So this is what is required from us. So anyway, all these changes which are taking place are for us to take lesson. But we very seldom take any lesson. For example, just now we had supper at Brother Zunaid's place. The table, the dastarkhan was set, most probably by the ladies, they set it. And I always take a little bit notice. And if we think a little bit, see how the plates are set properly. And the glasses, the water you have to drink from, at a specific angle itself. And all the glasses exactly at that angle. It looks like they use the match protector. And either at 45 degrees or 30 degrees, whatever they decided, exactly like that. And I'm sure after the little girls did it, or the maid did it, then the house lady will come check, is everything right? And when they take out, like I think it was when this afternoon, or it was now, I don't know, there were eggs. And now this eggs, half eggs, boiled eggs, but cut with zigzag design. So they take pride in their work. And then again, those eggs were not just put like that. If, like we have a jalsa or we have a ijtima, and you dish out from the day. We just take our dish out in that scotter, and we just throw one way. And we don't worry anything how we put it. But ladies, when the visitors come, they say also, don't rush us. We want to do it properly, everything. And then even just in the platter they put the food, that also they are particular. The meat must be nicely set properly. Then they put a mint leaf on top or something. The vegetable salad they make. And they put everything, cucumbers nicely. They set it out, whichever way. The tomatoes, the carrots. Then in the middle, the salad dressing. Then there's a little mint leaf. But men don't notice anything. They don't notice. So this is what men have done, and Allah's qudrat, we don't take notice also. And all this Allah has made, so we take notice. Now how that wife feels, a woman doesn't get full with food, they hardly eat really. But you just tell her, Jazakallah, you made it so nice, you prepared everything, you kept my izzat, my visitors came, and you kept my izzat, you prepared everything, that makes them happy. This is what Allah wants from us, that we must acknowledge Allah. Recognize Allah. That is what Allah wants to. But we don't notice Allah in our lives. Allah is the one who brought us into existence, who keeps us into existence. No doctors, no ICU, no anything that they can keep you alive. Only Allah keeps you alive. And Allah is the one who feeds you. And after feeding, if you can't go to the toilet, you got a big problem. If your urine gets blocked, Allah save us. If you have one king, Baksha, his wind was not going out. And when your wind doesn't go out, you suffer. So he tried a lot of medicine, it didn't help him. Then he called for the buzurg of that time. The buzurg came, he told him, I've got this wind problem, my wind is not going out. It's stuck and I'm suffering terribly with it. Will you do something? He said, I'll do. But you'll have to pay me. He asked, what is the pay? He said, half of your kingdom. So he says, no problem. I will give you half of my kingdom, but please do something. This wind must come out. The Buzur made some dua, blew on him. His wind went out. After some time, his urine stopped. And if urine stops, Allah save us all, the pain a person feels if your urine gets blocked. He tried all his medicine, nothing helped. Called that Buzurg again. He said, I'll do it, but what will you give me? He said, what you want? The other half of your kingdom. He said, I'll give it to you, no problem. Please, quickly, do something that my urine can come out. So he raised, he blew on him. And then his urine came out. He said, what I got to do with your kingdom? It's not even the wing of a mosquito in the eyes of Allah. What's its value? But I just wanted you to realize, you think I'm a big, proud king. And I've got a big kingdom, the whole country. I don't rule it. I own the whole country. What is your kingdom? It is nothing whatsoever. Not the value of one urine drop going out. And not the value of one wind going out. What is the value of this wind? And that I remember another one instance, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali told us, there was one Buzurg also, and his wind was stuck also, it wasn't coming out, he was suffering. So he tried all medicine can help. He called the great Buzurg of the time, he read, his wind came out. He was impressed. He gave his hands, Hazrat, make me bayat, you're such a big Buzurg. You just read, you blew on me, all my wind came out. Then the other ulama, the other mashayikh became jealous. Because this Buzurg is the king's peer now, the king's share now. So he got status now. And the king gives him great respect and honor. And we are left out in the cold. So Eid's day, who's going to make Eid namaz? They say the king's Buzurg, share. He must make Eid namaz. He's the king's share. So he made Eid namaz. It so happened in Eid namaz his wind went out. His wuzu broke. So all went to the king. They say, what kind of share you got? His wuzu broke, his wing went out in Eid, and the people are talking bad about you, that what kind of sheikh you made. So he said, oh, the people are talking bad, okay, I cancel my bayat, and he's no more my sheikh now. So they informed the sheikh. So he says, that person who's aqidah, who got respect and honor for me because of two wings. One when his wing didn't go out, and then he got aqidah. And one when my wing went out, he lost his aqidah. So whose whole aqidah and trust and respect and honor is between two dirty winds. His coming didn't make me happy, and his going didn't make me sad also. So anyway, these are all the things of this dunya, they got no value. The real is the life of Allah. And Allah has made all these things for us to take lesson from. All this changing of the day and night, every day of our lives. 1 year comes, 1 year goes. I just know I was 15, I'm 16 now. I was 45, I'm 46 now. That's all what I know. But I don't take notice of this great Qudrat of Allah. 1 year passed. Allahu Akbar. 1 minute passed. And you didn't get a heart attack. One beautiful Arabic saying that if you hear that somebody is still alive, you must be very, very surprised. And if you hear somebody die, that was natural. We are such. We had a family, Allah give them all shifa. Some people passed away, Allah give them jannah, a family accident. And my wife, my son and them, they were all together. In Sheffield, they were whole family, all were together. They left, and these people left about half an hour later, we met up with an accident. Now just now we were sitting, now everyone is talking. Just half an hour ago we were sitting, the auntie told, I won't have tea, I just hate tea, I just have a glass of water, whatever they were talking. And now they did. Just now they were with us. Now they are gone. People can't believe it. But that is a thing that a person must accept easily. Because if you think, Allahu Akbar, in the body, one drop of blood, in the body, one drop of blood travels 100,000 kilometers a day. One drop of blood travels 100,000 kilometers a day. And if you didn't make an accident, no clot anywhere. No, it didn't got blocked anyway. It didn't stuck anywhere. That's why we're still functioning. Otherwise, heart attack, brain hemorrhage, all other things can happen. That this is happening so perfectly by Allah's Qudrat. We should be amazed by this. That how Allah's system is working. On our roads, how lot of road signs we got. Traffic enforcing inspectors. And how much the cars are built such a way so that accidents don't happen. Shock absorbers. How many other things are made so that you can be protected from it. But every day how many accidents happen. And a alert system in yourself. How your eyes are functioning. And for 50 years my eyes are functioning properly. It's a miracle. My brains are still functioning. It's a miracle. But we don't notice this. Hey, computer, we are mistaken back. Oh, where technology is gone? What and what technology? You just write a letter, press send, it's gone to Australia, your letter. Hey, just whoosh, and it's gone, it's reached Australia already. But unless technology, we don't know this. So this we should take a lesson by the end of the year and the beginning of the new year. We should take a lesson. It comes in the Hadith Sharif, Al-Ibratu Bil-Khawatim. That matters will be decided by Allah, how the end of it came. That is how matters. First, it comes in the hadith. There are some people who live their whole life according to Islam. But when maut comes, then they die on kufr. There are other people, whole life they live on kufr. Maut comes, they die on Islam. So what is the, which path is going to be taken into recognition for the day of them, how your maut. If your maut came on Iman, you are successful forever. If may Allah save us all, protect us. If maut didn't come on Iman, there is so much of a loss that you can't even imagine. What suffering, what terrible things will take place. So how the end comes, that is what will be. If a student wasn't attending classes, he didn't do homework, didn't do assignments, but final exam, he got 80, he got 90, he's passing. And a student who worked the whole year, but whatever happened, final exam, he got 5%, 10%, he failed. So the end is the what counts, how it will come at the end. And this is also Allah's great mercy that we don't know how our end will come. If we knew our end is going to come on Iman, we should become less. That my mort is going to come on Iman, I don't have to worry. We should have become less. And if we knew that Allah save us all, my maut was going to come on kufr, why must I do anything? When I'm going to die on kufr, why must I even make namazes? So this is also Allah. And also, if we knew that my maut is going to come on Iman, pride should come in us. I don't have to worry, I'm going to Jannah. What I got to worry? Other people are Jahannami. I'm going to Jannah. What pride should come? Now that we don't know, you are fearing. Ya Allah, please give me maut on Iman. Ya Allah, before I die, give me Tawbah and Nasuha. Me, my family, all the Muslims. Oh Allah, give us all maut on Iman. A person is frightened. And this is what Allah loves. So when the end of the year also has come now, now also make a cry to Allah. And also see Allahu Akbar. What is our greatest ibadat in Islam? What is the greatest ibadat? Namaz. Of our five arkan, namaz is the greatest. And the greatest teacher in the world, Ustad, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the greatest student, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala. And the greatest subject which is being taught is namaz. And now after Allah's Rasul, who can be greater and better than him? And a student like Sayyidina Abu Bakr, who can be better? And the subject which is being taught, namaz. But at the end of namaz, what dua does Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teach him to read, which is, before we make salam, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira. Oh Allah, I made a great wrong on myself. Oh Allah, I committed great gunas. You made namaz. But you're saying I made namaz, I made guna, and who? Allah's Rasul is teaching it to Sayyidina Abu Bakr. Why? That my namaz couldn't be how Allah wants it to be. I try my best, but still I admit how Allah wants it, I can't do it like that. Like many of us also, your worker becomes boss. How is this job? How I clean the car? Hey? Now when you see it, you feel, oh, is this still? He thinks he did a great job, but you can see that he didn't do a good job at all. But he thinks, so like that, our namaz, we can't do it how Allah wants it. Allah, at Allah's level, who can reach there? So Allah looks at it like that. We see according to we might think. And that is our weakness that I made a very good namaz. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihul Nasa Rahmatullah Ali said that the day you think I made a perfect namaz today, just realize that was the worst namaz of your life. As long as you realize, I didn't make my namaz properly. Oh Allah, forgive me. And you try better to make a better namaz. Oh Allah, I couldn't make my namaz. You are progressing. You are going closer to Allah. But the day you feel, I made a perfect namaz. That's the day that was the worst namaz in your life. So our life also should be like that. At the end of every year, we should turn to Allah, make tawbah, istighfar. Oh yeah, Allah, 1 year has passed. Again, I wasted it. My 5 times namaz was not in order. My namazes were not with jamaat. My concentration and devotion, in one rakat I'm in Delhi, another rakat I'm in New York, another rakat, where am I? Now I'm busy working in the garden, in my namaz. Now in my namaz I'm going for shopping also. All the whole world's things in 4 rakats of namaz. Hey? This is our type of, oh Allah, forgive me. We kept rosas. But how many of us kept rosas in Ramzan? And how many of us stayed hungry? There is a great difference between staying hungry and keeping rosas. It comes clearly in the hadith. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Rubba sa'imi. Many people who think that they are keeping rosas, but in that rosa what they thought they kept, they were speaking lies also. They were backbiting about people also. They were swearing, using vulgar language, false accusation, fighting with the wife, with the workers, etc. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, they did, all they got, not from their rosa, from their keeping hungry, was only difficulty and hardship. Of not eating, you feel hard, you are hungry, that's all what they got. They got no sawab. That rosa, the faris is done, ulama have written, but it has got no value whatsoever. So keeping rosa is something else, and staying hungry is something else. So if a person sees this past year, Ramzan passed 2-3 months ago, did I keep rosas or was I staying hungry? We take stock. We take stock of everything. Our business, we take stock. And then we check, and the accountant will give you your last year's figures, your this year's figures. How much profit you made. So see, in our deen, the biggest stock taking we have to do is in our deen. That last year, what were my profits? Was I making 5 times namaz? And now, if I know better my namazes, or am I gone down now? Last year I was making with jamaat. This year I'm not making with jamaat. Last year I made sure I came first serve and takbir-e ula. Now this year I see, check ourselves. That person will improve. But that person who doesn't take stock also, and he doesn't worry that am I making a profit, am I making a loss, he's just carrying on. That person who is going, his business is going to go down very, very soon. When you take stock, profits were not good enough. And now you saw that your buying was so much, your selling was so much, but no profit. Looks like there was a hole somewhere. Somebody was stealing in between. Where's the money gone? If I was buying so much, and my sales were so much, but there's no money, where's the money gone? Now you realize, so check ourselves, that now end of the year, take stock of ourselves. Alhamdulillah, quite a few of our friends, we encourage them, and some of them have already sent their reports for this year. They started with, for example, looking at other women. That they say, before, I used to look a lot at other women. Now alhamdulillah, it has come down 50%. It has come down 20%. Check on these things, then you will improve. My namazes, what was it? My relationship with my wife, before every day fights in the house, screaming at one another, fighting, no peace of mind. The house Allah has made, Allah has made the wife, لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا. So you find peace and solace in your wife. And the house Allah has made also, so you find sukoon in your house. But how many wives say, when the husband comes home, it's like hell has broken loose. He starts swearing, he starts shouting, he's so abusive, even physical abuse. And I just wish he stays out of the house. Just now one lady wrote, my husband went for 3 days jamaat, that were the best days in my life. When he came again back home, again hell broke loose again. That's not how to live. Eh? So we must see, are we improving other life? The wife is like a prisoner in our house. And Allah has put her there, and we must look after her. And look after her physically also, emotionally also. All the time we think that we are the big bosses. We just swearing at them, shouting at them. Our Shaykh, Jazahumullah Khair, what a beautiful example he gave. That a man treats his wife so bad, but the day his daughter got married, and she came home from the husband's house, and she didn't complain, but she's not talking. She went to her room, locked the door, and she's quiet. You can't sleep the whole night. What's wrong? What's my daughter has got problems or something? Then you beg her, what's your problem? You got a problem, your mother-in-law, your husband, what is your problem? Then you're running from amil to amil for towels. You're going to Maulana from Maulana, that please help us sort out this. Don't you realize how you treated your wife for 20 years, 30 years? And your wife is also somebody's daughter. As your daughter is your daughter, and she's a part, dil ka tukra, she's part of your heart. Your wife is also somebody's daughter. So mustn't you look after her also? As you want your daughter to be looked after, look after somebody else's daughter who is your wife. Eh? So we should check ourselves. What is our deen? Is not only namaz, roza, zakat and hajj. Our deen is the relationship with our wives. Our deen is our business. How are we conducting our business? Our workers, how are we treating? How are we paying them? That is all part of deen. And our business can be the biggest tablighi markaz. If we do our business properly, people will come into the fold of Islam. Islam that spread in Malaysia, Indonesia, was not by ulama and mashayikh, it was by business people. They did business in such a way, according to the teachings of Islam, they sell the product, there was a defect, they would show the defect. Somebody bought a product, he wasn't happy with it, he brought it back, they accepted it wholeheartedly, gave him his money back. Money is back. Today, Jewish firms got written, if you're not happy with what you bought, we will accept it back happily. And Muslim firms got, once bought, we will not refund it. We will not. Whereas in the hadith it comes, a person, if they bought from you, the person for whatever reason was not happy, he returned the goods, and you gave him his money back, Allah will set you free of all your gunas on the day of Qiyamah. One friend of ours in Gaborone's, he's still there, now Allah has made him a very rich man, before he was not so rich. He told me himself, he had a business, cash and carry, and it was the rule in his business that if anyone brings anything back, no questions asked. Accept it, give him the money. One Saturday morning, they were very busy in the business, and a lady came with a radio she had bought. She said, I want to return this radio, I want my money back. So he went to the boss, who was sitting upstairs at the back in his office. He said, but you know the rule. If anyone comes in, but he said, you can see this radio was used. You could see the usage on the radio. He said, it's the rule, give it to her, give her money, and just let her go and take the radio back. That woman went out on the steps of the shop, and she was crying and screaming at the top of her voice. And she's telling all her own local people, don't buy anywhere else in the whole of Gaborone, just come buy from this shop. You won't find a man better than this man. He's a very good man. What better advertisement can you get? Advertisement of the mouth, from mouth to mouth. What better advertisement? And that woman was desperate. She didn't have money for her food. And that's why she brought the radio back. Imagine how happy Allah was. That you gave her money, she bought groceries, she's feed herself, her children she will feed. How happy won't Allah get? Not only in your business will you get barakat, in everything Allah will get barakat. So we have to see our deen on all the fronts, on all sides, and take stock. Really, if a person who is sincere, start from this year now. Make your stock sheet. And keep next year again, after 12 months, check again. Just like we do in business, you've got two columns. 2013, now this year 2014, you check the two columns. That how lot more was my buying, how lot more were my sales, how lot more was my profit or was there a loss. Then you work on it, why a loss? And in fact a businessman, if he make 200,000 rand net profit, next year he make 200,000 net profit, he's crying, holding his head, oh, bo nuksan chi. That you doesn't make a profit. You make profit 200,000, but you wanted 400,000, you wanted million profit. And now you see only 200, you say, no, but you make profit. So in the same way in our deen, see, are we making a profit? Are we running at a loss? And we have to have our balance sheet in order before we die. and nobody knows when he's going to die. Otherwise, Allah got his tax people, the kiram and katibin, they are noting everything. And in the qabr, they're going to show us, you will be told, iqra kitab, read your record of deeds. Yes, your penmanship. Kafa bi nafsika al-yawma alayka hasiba. You can read your own hisab, and you can see whether I made a profit, whether I lost. So do it before that time comes. And check and see that we are making a profit. Otherwise, our lives will be going and coming. Years will come and go, and we won't have made a change in our lives. And when we're in the qabr, and may Allah save us all, if there's a loss there, we cannot put it right after that. And just like a child that is born from a mother that was deformed, not all the doctors of the world, gynecologists, can let the child go back in the mother, that it be formed properly and then come out. Just like that, if spiritually we are deformed, our namazas are not in order, our rozas are not in order, our iman, if it's not in order, if there is shirk in our iman, and there are so many things, riyakari, to do things for name and fame, pride, haughtiness, arrogance that we have got, all these things we have got, and then we have to die with that, then we will not be able to come back from the qabr and then make our islah. Now is the time for our islah that Allah has given us. And for that Allah has put us, not for the temporary dunya, for the eternal life of the year after. So everyone have somebody. If you have a share, nobody can be better than that. You present to him your record of deeds, your losses, your income, your weaknesses, your good qualities. And he'll give you du'as for your good qualities. For your weaknesses, he will tell you how to remedy. He will make du'a for you. Inshallah, a person who does this will get remedy. Then his everything will come right. His iman, his amal, his akhlaq, everything will come right. A person must first have this fikr. And this is the ideal occasion, the end of the year now, and we're starting a new year. Most probably on Yom Sab, Saturday, will be the first of Muharram, which is for the year 1436. Also see how many of us knew that Islamic year is coming to an end. Many of us don't know. And a new year is going to start, we don't know. But Diwali, we all know Diwali is taking place. Hey, end of the year, new year, we all know new year is coming. But our affiliation is with Islam. So that we should know our Islamic year is coming to an end. But we've no idea. We've got no idea about it. And a new Islamic year is going to start. No idea. But English new year, we know exactly when it's going to come. English year finishing, end of December, we all know it's coming now. But for Islamic, our affiliation is very poor. So may Allah Ta'ala make us conscious of this, and we start working toward it. Wallah, I say, a person who has become conscious just for 1 year, he corrects. He starts properly and he passes. His whole, not only his life of dunya will be made, his eternal life of akhirat will also be made. Otherwise, years are going to come and go. Days are coming and going, months are coming and going, and we are not just where we are, perhaps we are going backwards, and we are not even realizing, and not even worried about it. May Allah give us tawfiq to correct ourselves, inshallah. Tomorrow morning after Fajr, we'll have a short program, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya'i wal mursaleen, Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.